Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yes, it is. BMaz and Beamer on WBEM. Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you to bring you through the next hour or so. Good to have you back, Joe.
It's, as I always say, Brian, it's great to be back. I'm happy to be here.
I'm excited. We're going out together later, watch U.S. soccer game. I hope you get in a little bit easier than you did on Saturday. I said you could set the record straight, but I will say to you, the funnier story,
yes,
would be to say you got pushed to the side and told that we can't accept any more people as Josh Allen walked in.
That is the funnier story.
It's almost exactly what happened.
It's very close to what happened. And I heard you tease this yesterday. So I obviously got late to the bar because I was here till 2 o'clock. Even though I did contemplate doing a recorded segment at 1:30, but I didn't want to risk it. So got there, 10 minutes into the game. I made pretty good time. And there's a line. Now, I'm not the smartest person in the world. I thought this line was just people hanging out, waiting for their friends. I didn't realize it was a line to get in. So I stay on the line, and then I realize staying in this line's not moving anywhere, and people are leaving it. So I go to where you can see the TVs on the patio, so at least I can watch the game, right? And as I'm there, because they've said we're at capacity, I see Josh Allen walk by. And he has his hood up and everything, and he gets to walk right in. And I had written the text to you, Josh Allen gets in, but I don't. Yeah. But before then, I read it back and go, "That sounds ridiculous, Joe." So
it would have been funny.
I deleted it and I just said Josh Allen got in, and then you said, "Don't touch his elbow," and I said, "Don't worry, I can't get anywhere close. They won't let me in." But I got lucky because people kept leaving that line, and then a group of people said, "Oh, you're not letting this person in, then we're leaving." Well, thank you very much. I got to walk in.
See ya.
Yeah. So I got in before halftime.
Yeah, you were there. I just like the story. I like the mental image in my head. And I'm going to keep that image in my head.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Of you, a bouncer just hand to your chest, not letting you. Yeah, sorry, we're at capacity as somebody walks right in.
do you see who's behind you?
You're not quite on Josh Allen level. Yet.
No.
Yet.
Nah, no. But I don't think that'll be an issue today. I look very much forward to
maybe
to getting there. I think we'll be there early enough. Look forward to the game. As I always say, Brian, I love going out to these games with you because it's it makes it very entertaining for me.
Yeah, I'm a nervous wreck during a lot of these games, yelling, screaming. But anyways, I'm going to save that. Time to calm the nerves. Here, you know what? I get worked up during these games.
Yes.
But I don't get anywhere near as worked up as the person we talked about earlier this morning. During, apparently, this is over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, during a game of Monopoly, the police had to get involved, and a man was arrested after the family Monopoly game turned violent. And, yeah, that's right, the Tulsa Police Department arresting a man this past Saturday night. They responded to a shots fired call. The caller identified the suspect as a John Armstrong. Firing shots when police arrived, they took him into custody right away. And then they learned that the family had been sitting around playing Monopoly. A fight broke out between Armstrong and his stepfather. And then they knocked over the game board, turned over some furniture, took the fight outside, and it only escalated from there. I've been a part of some heated Monopoly games, Joe, but never like that.
Let me tell you, I would have gotten angry if someone tipped over the board. You know, that takes a lot of work, getting to Monopoly, right? And you're
hours
an hour or two in, and I've got my hotel set up. You know, I'm selling property, and you flip the board over, my money's under the board. So that would probably, I'd be very upset. However, Monopoly, in my opinion, Brian, as I said this morning, I think is the best board game. There's other good board games out there, but I think nothing beats Monopoly.
So now that brings me to right here, right now. Because yesterday I was talking a little bit. I was having trouble, you know, finding stuff for my kid. I ended up not buying anything yesterday because that's just the way it goes. I put things in the cart. They sell out. I think about it. And then at the end of the day, I just go, whatever.
You think it's probably for the better?
Oh, definitely, definitely for the better. You know, I'm not spending a ton of money on stuff that, who knows, right?
Right.
Whether it's kind of like, but some of that stuff is games. My son's like just old enough, like very simple games.
Candyland?
We haven't done Candyland yet, but I think that's one of the games.
That's the first board game I remember playing.
I know, I'm not 100% sure if that's on the list of what might be either under the tree or given to him by a close family member.
Okay.
But I know Hi-Ho Cheerio is. You remember that one?
That is one that's over my head.
It's, well, I hope it's not over your head. It's the, like, the very basic, it's the first game I ever remember playing. A very simple, a little spinner. It's like a counting game. You know, it lands on one, you take one cherry.
Never played that one.
Put it in your little basket.
Never played that
or
one.
Or something. I think you're supposed to get all the cherries.
Sorry, Candyland. What was the one with all the little gadgets
Chutes
on the board?
And ladders?
Yep.
Or no, you're thinking Mousetrap.
Mousetrap.
But anyway, so these board games, some of the things I'm looking at. And then this story pops up, and you were talking. I saw a bunch of different Monopolies. They make a million different Monopoly versions right now.
Yeah, they have one for Buffalo.
I would like to say, not just themed, but like different ways to play. I saw yesterday on sale the Monopoly Longest Game Ever Edition.
Oh, that's the one I want.
Monopoly Cheaters Edition.
Yep.
I don't know how any of these games work. I haven't played them, but I'm just, you know, seeing the box. There's Monopoly with a debit card so that you can, you know, all the banking is done electronically. You can call that the Anti-Cheaters Edition, maybe.
Yeah.
And there's all these different new rules. There's a whole bunch of different things. So I'm looking at this, and then I hear you and Susan, by the way.
Yeah. I wasn't alone on this.
Say Monopoly is the best board game ever.
Yeah.
And I sat here, and I want to make it clear, I don't know if I disagree with you. I'm not going to be like flat out firm foot, no way, totally disagree. Because I might want to agree with you. You might be able to convince me otherwise. I don't hate it as an idea. But what I did say is I think that's a very unpopular opinion amongst a lot of people, that Monopoly would be the number one board game.
I think it is the number one go-to board game. Now, I think Monopoly does have a lot of pushback from people who don't want to invest the time. But the reason you go to the store, right, and you go down, you go to Target. I was in Target yesterday, doing a shopping order, and you walk by the game aisle. And as you said, there are so many different Monopoly. It's the only board game I've seen at the entrance of a store.
What store were you in?
When that Buffalo One came out, they had the Monopoly.
All right.
I'm just saying, it's the only board game I've ever seen at the entrance of a store.
I mean, if they made a Buffalo Life, that would be there too.
We'll see. But you go down the game aisle, and there are almost as many versions of Monopoly themes and the ones that you mentioned, Brian. There's almost as many of those as there are puzzles, right? I think that just shows that it's a popular game. One of the best-selling Xbox board game is Monopoly. They make a video version of Monopoly, and it sells very well. Go to the Microsoft Store. It's always one of the top purchased games in the Microsoft Store. It overall, and when you say board game, I think more people picture Monopoly than any other game.
Yes, but there's a difference here, and you can weigh into 803-0930. There's no way. I think there's a very big difference between popularity, its ubiquity, about what you think of when you think of board game, and the thing you said, which is, I think it's people's go-to board game. And I think that there is no way that it is people's go-to board game is Monopoly. I think more often than not, it's the one that you struggle to get people to play with, or at least enough people to make it an actual game, because it's so long, because there's so many people who are so vehemently against it that they don't want to play at all. So I don't think you can call it a go-to board game. And I say that because we play games in our house, played a lot of games. I mean, it has been at least a decade since I played Monopoly. It can't be the go-to board game.
Well, in your house, it's most not people the go-to, haven't. It's not the go-to board game.
You were saying it as a, you know, as a general.
I think for a majority of people. I mean, the entire pandemic, my wife is not the biggest board game fan. We played the video version because we didn't have, you know, two other people that wanted to come over and play Monopoly. But we played the video game version, which is just the game on the TV of Monopoly, almost every night during the pandemic. And she is someone who is not a board game person. I can't get her to play Battleship, which is another one of my favorite games. I can't get her to play a lot of board games. I can get her to play Monopoly.
You've mentioned a ton of games that I've played other than Monopoly, like in that time. Battleship, I would say, is more of a go-to, quote-unquote, board game for people than Monopoly is. I would say Clue might be more of a go-to board game for people
than
Monopoly.
Now, you say you haven't played Monopoly in a decade. I haven't played Clue in a decade.
I'm not saying I've played it a lot, but I think there are more people, if you're sitting down for a game night, I think more people are more likely to play Clue than they are Monopoly.
How about we do it this way? If we had the listeners all text or call in, what is the game that you think will show up in someone's toy closet?
No, that's not the same. That's not the same.
It is, though.
Everyone has Monopoly.
Yes.
No one plays it.
Yes, more people have Monopoly than Clue.
You are right, but that
there's a reason they have it. My parents
just
have,
to have it. My to parents collect have dust.
My parents have five versions of Monopoly in their house.
Kids hiding their smokes in the box because no one's going to open it. No one plays it. No one plays it. That is the difference. I agree with you. More people will have Monopoly than a lot of these games we're mentioning. I completely 100% disagree that more people would actually play it than any of these other games. Connect Four, more people play Connect Four than Trouble. I think there's more people popping that dice on the Trouble board than playing Monopoly right now.
See, I think if in 2022 you propose to play a board game, you're going to get pushback on anything. Now, I agree that Monopoly gets a lot of pushback because of the time, but I would still say that all in all, when you bring up board games, everyone there is at least thinking Monopoly. It is popping in their head. I think it is the most popular. If you say board game, I picture Monopoly before anything. I'm not picturing Connect Four. I'm not picturing Sorry. I'm not even picturing the Game of Life. I'm picturing Monopoly first.
I don't want to disagree with you. I think you might be right on that.
One of my favorite games.
There's a huge difference between that and saying it's people's go-to or it's the best board game.
Oh, I didn't even know we were debating that. It is the best board game.
No,
I didn't even know we were debating that. It is the best board game. Nothing comes close to Monopoly. And the proof is, again, how popular it is in other versions. There's no other board game that gets the downloads that Monopoly gets.
They keep trying and trying to make new versions to be like, what is it going to take to get people to actually play this stupid game?
But I mean video versions of the board game.
Okay.
Nothing's as popular as Monopoly.
How many options are there? Video game, board games? You can't. I'm talking about the board on the table.
But I think that shows people want to download it. People have it on their game system.
Do they?
According to Microsoft, it's one of the top downloads in the Xbox store.
I don't. From when? Did you look at this?
I checked this a few months ago.
You can look at this. I want to go on Amazon right now. How long do I have to scroll down the list of top-selling board games?
Well, I'm already
hit Monopoly.
Better Homes and Gardens has an awful ranking, by the way. I just want they have Monopoly as fourth, and I completely disagree. They have the Game of Life is number one, Clue is number two, Candyland is number three, and then Monopoly.
Amazon Monopoly 11 on the list of top-selling board games.
Okay, what
11?
That's top 10. That's because people already have it. That's why the video game version is the argument I'm making, because that's people saying, hey, let's try to liven this up. Let me find people online to play.
If you're making the video game version of Scrabble has to be more popular.
All right, let's check it out.
More people play Words with Friends than play Video Monopoly.
That's not the same thing.
It is 100% exactly the same thing. If you're talking a video game version of a board game, it is literally the video game version of the board game.
If you had a version of Monopoly that I could take my turn, wait for you to take your turn, and we could play this for months on end, I think you'd have people doing that.
Oh, my God. You'd lose me after a day easily. We'll go to Patricia in Lackawanna, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in. Patricia, Monopoly, where does it fall for you?
Number one.
There we go. When's the last time you played?
I have a story. In 1958, I got married. We were on our way driving to New York. It had to be canceled for our honeymoon. We came back, went, and bought a Monopoly game and a refrigerator.
Which took more time to set up in your house?
The Monopoly game. Oh, but you know what? That can last for days.
Yes.
What we did was, after we were finished at night, we shoved it under the sofa, and we were ready to play the next night, and the next night.
See,
our honeymoon, Monopoly.
That sounds awesome. And Patricia, that is why I love Monopoly, is it can last days. All right, we want to pause today. Fine, let's pause. Now an excuse to get back together tomorrow, get some of those adult beverages out of that refrigerator, and start playing again. It's the game. It's like Lamb Chop. It's the game that never ends.
Oh, I never heard of Lamb Chop.
Ah. You too. Well, Patricia, thanks for the call. I'm glad.
You're welcome.
I have to ask you, when is the last time you played Monopoly?
Well, I live alone, so.
See?
But if you had friends over, what would you play? If people went over to your house right now, me and Joe came over, we'll bring Jimmy along, you got four people, what do you think we're playing?
We're playing Monopoly.
Left, right, center.
Yeah, thank you. We're rolling some dice. Patricia, thank you. I can't go into detail what happened on my honeymoon, but we were not playing Monopoly. I don't know what you two are up to.
No, we did not.
Patricia, Joe, apparently I'm alone. I missed the Monopoly boat.
But if my honeymoon was canceled, which it partially was, but we just went somewhere else, I would not have a problem. Hey, we got this week off. Let's spend it playing Monopoly.
One game. You can get one game, which is why it doesn't get played that much. You can't have people over to play a game and say, all right, strap in to your chair. You're going to be here for at least 4 hours playing this game. And hey, you know what? Come back tomorrow for the finish. That's why Monopoly never happens.
Well, I mean, maybe people just don't want to. I don't know. I've rarely had a Monopoly game that didn't end the day we started it. But let me. So I went on to the Xbox store, okay? Because there is one game that is ranked higher than Monopoly when we take out all the games and we figure board games. Uno is ahead of Monopoly, and then Monopoly is second, and then third is a four-pack, which is Scrabble, Battleship, Monopoly, and Risk.
Scrabble, Battleship, Monopoly, Risk, I think all those get played a little bit more. Now, what's the other one? Catan. That's the one. I don't play it, but I know every time someone cracks out a board game, there's like a 70% chance that it's Catan.
By the way, the classic 1980s Monopoly board game on Amazon, there's only four left, Brian. So I don't know. I don't care where it ranks. It's almost sold out. People like the classic 1980s Monopoly.
Good for them. And I'm not saying it's a bad game. I want to immediately push back that it is the game that most people would want to play if they're having a board game. On our text board, 8030930 to weigh in. Here we go. Someone said, Monopoly is the first game to come to mind, but it is not the first game anyone wanted to play. A lot of Yahtzee votes, and I would say Yahtzee. Yahtzee.
I love Yahtzee.
I have played, what, in my lifetime, 600 more games of Yahtzee than Monopoly? Easy?
I would agree with that.
Easy? Right? Somebody else. All right. We played the game called Life. It takes a little while, but when you get through it, it's fun. Life is the perfect. I probably played way more Life than I have Monopoly before. I love the game of Life.
I never got into the game of Life.
It's funny. You get the tiles. You get to spin a thing. You feel like Wheel of Fortune. You got a little car.
Yeah, I'm trying to get through it in real world.
Rolling around. Anyways, what is it for you? Monopoly is the people's go-to.
And it's the best board game. We're also talking that as well.
It is not. No. What do you think? 803-0930, BMAZ and BMRON WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right. This is why I'm glad to have you back, Joe. Bringing the spice to the show.
That's what we need. Hey, I just have to say something before we get back to what we were talking about. I forgot to start the show off with this. There was a technical error at 9:07. And it was 100% my fault, not Jimmy's.
What they teach you when you get here to bring attention to errors you made 30 minutes ago?
I just don't want people thinking it was Jimmy. So I wanted to point out that it was my fault. I put the wrong cart in, and it was not Jimmy's fault. I just want to make sure that's on the air.
All right. No, I think everyone assumed it was you.
Because this show doesn't go that far in depth.
Yeah.
I love you both.
Well, anyways, we're looking at this. I read this story in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Police had to get involved. Shots fired after a family Monopoly game turned violent. Unbelievable. I would say not too surprising. The tempers flare when it comes to family game night. Usually not that much, but whew. Joe said, and he was backed up by Susan earlier this morning, said Monopoly, that's the go-to. It's the best board game that there is.
It is the best board game.
And I said, you're crazy. And not necessarily because I would disagree. I don't. If you ask me what the best board game is, I don't know what my answer would be. I might even want to say Monopoly. I enjoy Monopoly. I like it. It's fine.
It takes strategy.
I like a lot of other ones.
It takes time.
Yeah. But I said immediately, there is no way that that is the popular opinion, that that is the best board game of all time. And you both said it with such confidence that, yeah, like, yes, that Monopoly is the best. People would agree. I said, no way. I'll take everything else instead. So now we're asking you, 803-0930, what is the best board game? Now, there is a distinction to be made here and that you keep making, and that is, well, you know, everybody has Monopoly. When you think of a board game, you think of Monopoly. Yeah. And that might be true, Joe.
Yeah.
But that does not equate the best board game.
Well, there's a reason everyone has it. At one time,
when I think of ravioli, I think of Chef Boyardee, but it is not the best ravioli you can get.
You know, damn it, Brian, you make a really good point.
Now, and to prove my point, we were going through this on the side. I said, all right, who sells a lot of stuff? Amazon. Amazon puts their best, and I don't know how accurate these are, like to the numbers. Does it include yesterday? Who knows? But they put up their best sellers in board games.
Yes.
And number one, Connect Four. And I said, yeah, that is a game I bet you way more people play than Monopoly. Even so much that they took the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but the opposite.
And they blew it up. Thing,
they blew it up, and they put it outside of every bar in Western New York because they're like, people like this game so much. Here we go. We're going to give it to you twice. Here's a big blown-up version. Fryin' Flyin' Donuts is number two. Yeah. I've never even heard of that.
No.
There's a lot of new games out there. Trouble is on the list. It's one. Operation. Everyone remembers the game of Operation. Don't, you know, be very careful.
That's a bottom game for me.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that is a bottom of the list game.
Well, that's, you didn't go to medical school. That's like step one of, that's what they do first day.
Yeah.
Operation.
Yeah,
If you win an operation, you get to, but they, again, jumbo size, they have a jumbo version of Operation. I think it's at the Science Museum downtown, or you can play with that. Monopoly clocks in at number 11, so it doesn't even crack the top 10. But then I said, whoa, to prove this point, you have to go. They do separate lists on Amazon. They have the best sellers, and Monopoly is one of the best sellers. They also have the most wished for in board games. So this is what people actually want. This is what they're putting on their wish lists, what kids are asking for, the games that people really want. Number one, Connect Four. So it's the most wished for. It's the most bought.
Okay.
You have games with characters. Candyland is on here. There's matching games. Don't Break the Ice. My son loves Don't Break the Ice. You remember that one?
Yes.
It's got the ice, the little cubes. You hit it with the hammer. You try and make the penguin stay up for as long as possible. It's like a Jenga type game. You have some different card games, the Headbands game, that's fun. Guess Who?
Guess Who's a good game. I completely forgot about Guess Who. Guess Who is a good game.
I love Guess Who, too. Catan, I mentioned that earlier in the show in the last segment. Ella Fun, my son has this game. It is the most annoying. Here's a tip to parents out there. The Ella Fun game that you remember when you were a kid. Here's a tip to you, Joe.
Okay.
Oh, actually, hey, do you want Ella Fun?
No, apparently not.
It plays a song. It's the most annoying thing to set up. It's the one with the elephant. It has a big trunk. It has a fan. It blows out butterflies, and you catch them with the net.
Oh.
I remember playing that as a kid. We got it for my son. He loves it. It's the most annoying game I've ever seen. But, you know, the point is, I'm scrolling down. I'm scrolling. Here's Clue. Here's another version of Operation. Another Guess Who? Hungry, Hungry Hippos. We have that one. Loves it.
Yeah, those don't really count.
Life. Where do we get to? Oh, here it is. Monopoly. It's finally number 46 on the most wished for. So even though it's one of the most popular that people get it, nobody seems to want it.
Because they already have it. They already have Monopoly.
Or they
Monopoly.
Don't want it.
No, they already have it. We've already said that. But by the way, can I just say something? Because Amazon, one of the best sellers is Ticket to Ride. And if I remember Ticket to Ride correctly, that game also takes a really long time. And that's number three on the bestseller list?
Never heard of that game. People must like it more than Monopoly.
Again, I think it's because people have Monopoly, right? I have Monopoly. My parents have five Monopolies. So my kid's not going to need a Monopoly. They can take one of the Monopolies I have, right? I mean, there's a lot. People have Monopoly is the point.
Something tells me your kid's not going to ask for a Monopoly.
Oh, my kid's going to be a fan of Monopoly. Don't you worry.
Matt and Clarence, you're on WBEN. All right, Matt, what's number one in board games for you?
Number one, definitely Settlers of Catan.
All right, so I'm not a big player. I've played once. I got laughed at and yelled at for trying to be ridiculous and making trades. I didn't really understand what was going on the whole time. But people love that game, Matt.
Yeah, it's definitely rule heavy, but if you get with a good group of people and you guys learn it together, I mean, it becomes extremely fun. There's a good bit of like risk involved. It's got a nice like between the roll of the dice and some strategy, and it's really fun. And if you ever get a chance to, they make expansion packs, and the Cities and Knights version, which is an expansion of the original Catan game, adds a couple more elements that just. One of the greatest games I've ever played.
So here's the thing. You're starting to lose me. Expansion packs and all this. I don't know. I don't know if I want to take the time to learn all the rules and do that. But I will say this, Matt. If we're out, you know, rent a house somewhere with a bunch of people, you go out with a bunch of friends for a long weekend, always at some point somebody mentions that game, and there's always people willing to play, which I feel like you would never get from Monopoly.
Right, and the amount of time that you have to play this game, too, it's not as dragged out, right? You can get together with a group of people and play this game in an hour and a half. It's not, you know, a four-hour commitment.
You can play Monopoly in an hour and a half, too.
You could.
If you quit.
But sometimes it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, well, no. Matt, thanks for the call. We'll go to Jim in NT. Jim, Monopoly, where does it rank for you?
Number two, my favorite board game of all time is Risk. The object of Risk is to conquer the world. And then you form like military alliances with other players. When we played, it was always the boys against the girls. And it really got interesting then.
Now, Jim, I thank you for the call. Risk is one. I would honestly put Risk right up there with Monopoly in that I like the idea of it. The chances of you getting a group of people to play Risk it's right up there with Monopoly.
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, now that I'm thinking back on Monopoly, yeah, you might get some pushback, but if it's, you know, like a gloomy day or if it's snowing and there's nothing else to do, it's not that different. That's usually when you go to a board game. It's not that difficult to get people to, hey, this is a commitment of time. There's literally nothing else to do. Let's play Monopoly.
I don't think you get people to sit through Monopoly. Case in point. What were you looking at during the break? Monopoly makes versions.
Yes.
That advertises on the box, hey, this is the game you'll actually finish. Nobody ever finishes Monopoly. If you can't finish the game regularly, if you don't finish the game 90%+ of the time, it's not a good game.
I think that's because our attention spans have shortened in America.
Sure.
When Monopoly first came out.
When Monopoly first came out, it was the most exciting thing in the world.
If you're like me, and like I'm really competitive, like in stuff like that, and well, at stuff that I'm good at, and Monopoly is one of the things I believe I'm pretty good at playing that game. Unless I get the go to jail card, and then I want to quit anyway, and then I'll be the one flipping the board. But I once I'm at the board with my money ready to go, like I'm in it to win it, and. Hey, let me say this, Brian. If you want to sit down to a board game and you're not in it to win it, then I don't want to play a board game with you.
You're getting intense?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
How do you feel about cheaters in the board game?
Well, you know, I mean, I got to play this Monopoly Cheaters Edition. I've never knowingly played with someone who was cheating, so I can't comment on that because...
You've never played with a cheater at a board game?
That I've caught, or that someone in the group caught. I've never knowingly been...
You didn't have your contacts in? Every single time I've played a board game, someone's trying to cheat.
I've never knowingly caught someone trying to cheat in a board game.
It's amazing. Maybe I'm the cheater.
Maybe that's why.
I definitely am. Depending on who you ask, I definitely am in some.
Now I need to know. I know who I need to watch.
I'm the person who you would get so mad at playing a board game with. Because I don't take it seriously whatsoever. Because it's a board game. So, you know, you read the room. but you know, is there a little cheating going on in the corner, a little side deal being made to end this game quickly if we're playing Monopoly? Yeah, there might be some of that.
That's probably what happened in this altercation that you were talking about.
there was
a little backroom deal, yeah.
Someone was, everyone always blames the banker for cheating.
Usually the banker's the one who's going to cheat.
My version of cheating when it comes to Monopoly, and this is why probably these games take forever, and to the person who just texted in's point, Monopoly takes so long because everyone applies house rules. If you play strictly by the rules, a game doesn't have to last hours and hours. I don't know if I 100% agree with that, but in the times I have played Monopoly, I will try to confuse people into letting me do something that I'm not sure if I should be able to do.
What's your free parking rule?
I don't have a free. All right. It takes me a while to even know what you're talking about.
Because this is what ticks me off. You go to someone's house and you play Monopoly. And
as we all do every week.
Yeah, every week. And, you know, I'm over at Jimmy's and we're playing Monopoly. And, you know, when you get a card or when you owe a fine, that's supposed to go in the middle of the board. And then whoever lands on free parking gets that money. And I don't like it when you go somewhere and, oh, that's not the rule here. That's not my house rules. Those are the rules.
It depends on where you're playing.
Well, those are the rules.
Home field advantage in Monopoly. What else would you get the money? Where else would you get the money, I should say?
Well, no. Some people just put it in the bank and free parking doesn't mean anything.
Oh. Well, it's free parking. You don't have to worry about any consequences for your action.
It's get paid for parking.
A lot of people chiming in with their games. Uno is one. Uno definitely played way more than Monopoly. Uno is cracked out way more than Monopoly.
If anyone ever said, hey, let's play Uno, you'd get pushback from me. Uno is not a favorite of mine.
You get pushback to Uno?
Yeah.
Everyone loves Uno.
No.
Why?
I never liked Uno. I was never really, I was always like the one with all the cards.
So, you're just basing this off of what you can win at.
No, I am not good at, I do not have a good poker face, but I will never turn
down. It's Uno. You don't have to have a poker
face. No, but my point is I would never turn down a chance to play Hold'em poker. But I'm not good at it. I have an awful poker face. I giggle when I have good cards. But I'd rather play Hold'em poker than Uno.
You're probably getting asked to play Uno way more than Texas Hold'em, though.
I can't remember the last time I was asked to play either of those.
I've never been asked to, hey, you want to play Texas Hold'em? I'm like, what? Did I just take a teleportation to Vegas? Like, what's going on here?
Hey,
I forgot my suit. It's at home. No, I don't want to play Texas Hold'em
on the
coffee table.
The older you get, the more offers you get to play Texas Hold'em.
Is that true? I don't know. I have no interest in doing that. I mean, like, people have a poker night, I guess.
Well,
you play cards, but
let me say this. I will take back my comment that it's the go-to game. But I will not take back the comment that it is the best game. It's the best board game. The classic Monopoly is the best board game. The old NHL Monopoly, also pretty good. I will say it's the best board game. It's not the go-to. I still would argue that anytime you bring up board game, everyone there is thinking Monopoly. Maybe not wanting to play Monopoly, but they're thinking Monopoly.
Yeah, it's top of mind, for sure. It's been around the longest. When you think of a burger, you think about McDonald's, but it's not my go-to.
Monopoly's better to board games than McDonald's is to food.
It's an institution. I don't even hate the idea, as I said at the top. I don't really hate the idea of it being somebody's favorite board game or it being like the absolute best, but
it's the gold standard.
It is definitely a gold standard
of board games
in popularity, maybe.
Yeah,
but not in board games. Wouldn't like chess be the gold standard of board games?
I'm not a big chess fan.
I wish I was a big chess person.
I don't know the rules. I don't know who can move what, where can move when.
I like just very. I barely know the rules. I probably don't even know the rules to chess. It seems like a very fun game to play if you have two people knowing what they're doing.
Yes.
It's also almost like tennis, where if only one person knows what they're doing, it might not be fun
at
all.
It's not fun, yeah.
You have to tell everybody what's going on.
I like playing checkers at, someone put checkers on the text board. I like playing checkers at Cracker Barrel on the big checker mat while you're waiting for your food.
They have that?
Yeah.
Checkers I love. I love checkers. I don't think checkers gets played a lot, though. Checkers is one everyone probably has, some version of checkers.
Yes.
People get mad at me. This is, again, they say I'm a cheater for how I play checkers. I don't move any of my back checkers unless I absolutely have to.
Don't you eventually have to?
You can, like, keep moving the same person around because I don't want you to get kinged.
Isn't that chess?
No, you don't king people in you have a king in chess.
Oh, okay.
In checkers.
It's been a while since I played checkers.
King
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And then you can hop all around the board.
Chess is checkmate.
Yes, that's right.
There's a game we haven't brought up. We brought up Scrabble. Did you ever play the game Upwards? Which is a shoot-off of Scrabble, but it's a little easier.
It's easier.
Yes.
It's an easier version.
I like Upwards more than Scrabble.
Because it's easier.
Well, because you can, like, if you put a word, I can kind of steal all your letters except for one by putting a tile on top of your letter.
There you go. I mean, they're both. I like the idea of both those games.
Yeah.
And making words. Scrabble, I think, probably gets played more than Monopoly. That's another one. It definitely does online.
Yeah.
Words with Friends, that was like a huge hit. For as much as you say people play Monopoly on their phone or TV or whatever, I mean, Words with Friends was a legitimate,
yeah,
like, hit.
It was like Wordle, yeah.
A while ago. Yeah, it was Wordle before Wordle.
Yeah.
And that was Scrabble.
And now, so I know one person.
Monopoly's not coming back as, like, a huge hit.
I know one person who plays Words with Friends every morning. another game that I want to mention. Remember the game Seen It? And they had different versions for different shows? The Seinfeld Seen It. Yes.
I never played one of those.
Seinfeld Seen It. And I never liked Trivial Pursuit. Again, I think you have to be very smart for Trivial Pursuit. But I wouldn't mind, like, the sports version of Trivial Pursuit. But my parents had, you know, like, the 1980s mm-hmm. version of Trivial Pursuit. I didn't know the answer to any of those questions.
Yeah, some of them, the answers change. Like,
That's
if
right.
you have an old Trivial Pursuit, like, things change in the world.
Yeah.
The correct answer might not be the correct answer that's on the card.
Yeah.
I do love trivia games. Trivia games are another hard one to get a whole lot of people. Some people absolutely hate trivia.
I need trivia games of trivia that at least is based around something that I think I know. Like, I always say I like Wheel of Fortune more than Jeopardy because I would have negative money at the end of Jeopardy if I was a contestant. Wheel of Fortune, maybe I could luck my way into a word. That's how I feel with trivia games.
They make, like, board game Wheel of Fortune, yeah. I know.
It's another top selling on that Xbox.
Version of that. Like, that would be a fun one.
It was the first computer game the Beamer family had back in the mid-90s, a real floppy disk, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. Right? That was before the Oregon Trail.
How did Pat Sajak look on the floppy disk?
You ever see those MS-DOS when they try to make a person?
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what it was.
A couple of green pixels.
Yeah, and, you know, the sound that's playing out of the modem, not even out of the speakers.
like a dot, dot, dot like that.
Yes.
It reminds me of, because I saw when I was looking around for my son, like those little handheld games that are, they're just like those square little pixels. And it would have, you put like AA batteries and it would be whatever, you know, there could be a football one. There'd be like a adventure, I don't know, Spider-Man, you name it, whatever. That was the game. I never knew what was going on in those games. I could never make sense of what was happening. The games were never fun to me because it was all, nothing made sense.
No.
You could barely make out what everything was. All of a sudden, you'd see game over. I'm like, I didn't even know the game started.
It was good in idea, good in theory. But once, like, you played it, you're like, what is this?
It's mashing buttons.
Yeah.
And no one knows what's going on.
I liked the Yahtzee handheld game. I did like that. And I do like
the Yahtzee handheld game.
Yeah.
Bathroom staple.
I was just going to say, that should be sitting next to your guest room toilet should have a Yahtzee game.
Now that COVID is, you know. We're
exactly. Yes.
You can put the, feel free to put the Yahtzee handheld game back for me when I come over to your house.
Replace the masks with the Yahtzee.
All right. We'll be back here tomorrow, hopefully in a very good mood. Joe,
let's hope. I'm not looking forward to the show because I think you'll have a lot to say if it goes the other way.
Let's hope not.
I don't think it will.
I know. Yeah.
I'm just basing off what you say.
I'm feeling good.
Are you feeling good? Like, in all honesty?
No.
Really?
Not.
Oh, we should have spent more time on this.
They have to win. When you go into a game saying you have to win, it's very different versus I just have to tie.
Isn't this the same Iran team that gave up how many goals to England?
Yeah, they also beat Wales.
Oh.
They're up there. We'll give you the mood, how it was like, how many people snuck out of work at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday to watch this tomorrow when we're back. Bemez and Beamer on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.